Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Try peanut butter AIDS.
To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
There's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
AIDS helps put me in control.
Yeah, I would agree.
She gets on top of a dude.
Ahoy! Our. What does a giraffe sound like?
Rawr.
Oh, man.
That was a pretty good one there, Mike. Enjoyed that.
I don't think I've ever played that one before, the on top one.
Yeah, I didn't know we had that. She gets on top of a dude.
The kids may vote for the penis.
Oh, God. I like...
I think there's a stretch of new drops I haven't seen there.
Souk's art.
Yeah, the seal noise.
That's great.
Followed by, what does a giraffe sound like?
Mike,
put your tongue over holes 2 and 3.
Mike, okay.
You're like, what? The less holes are like the world's smallest things.
Less is more.
Harmonica.
We need to go through these drops.
Harmonica.
Some of them just need to be buried. Shot and put out to pasture. Mike just told me there is a case of polio in New York. How is this possible?
I really don't know.
I thought we had eradicated polio.
I saw this a couple days ago, that a town that had only a 30% polio vaccination rate got a case of polio. And polio, I guess, spreads insanely fast and easily. So a lot of people are at risk in that town.
Whoa.
I believe the town is very either Orthodox or Hasidic Jew, which is they are anti-vaxxers as part of the religion.
Okay.
So might be why.
But wait. Well, old people, you're probably vaccinated for... What year were you born?
89.
Yeah, so you're vaccinated for polio.
I think so, yes.
Don't know?
I don't know what vaccines I have or not. But I'm sure I've got it.
Yeah, 1989, I'm sure you were. And I am. But when did they stop?
Did they stop?
Oh, I think they stopped, yeah. Did they stop vaccinating for polio? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it was gone?
Yeah, I think. Hell, I don't know. And now they have polio. Oh, man, that's scary. That's kind of scary.
So we got COVID, monkeypox, and polio all at the same time, baby.
All right. What's going to get us first? Probably just the fires.
I think smallpox is going to come back.
Smallpox. Did you ever have chicken pox?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember chicken pox.
I had chicken pox at Disney World.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch it there?
I don't remember where I caught it. I was very young.
That's horrible.
But I do remember that my parents had paid a ton of money to go to Orlando and go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And there was no effing way I was not going out into that park for that money. So apparently I kept trying to lift my shirt to scratch my stomach because I was really itchy, and they were super embarrassed and were trying to keep me in the middle of them.
Oh, dear.
So I probably got 50 kids sick with chicken pox because of my parents.
Wait, they took you with...
I went to Disney World with chicken pox.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
They're like, damn it. I
think it was like
Clark
the first
Griswold.
Day we got there that I got it. And it's like, I don't know how long you're supposed to stay away from people when you have chicken pox, but...
Jesus.
I did not stay away from
That's
people.
That's intense. All right. I put together a list today. And I thought about this, because I like thinking about things like this. And my list, and I want yours too, on the text line. And Mike's, if you can think of one. But what things make no sense to you? So I have a top five here, and I have some honorable mentions. Now, two disclaimers. One that needs to be stated is, let's steer clear of politics here. Let's have fun, okay?
Okay.
And two, let's also be...
Cross that off my list, then.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all of them. Let's also be accepting of other people's things that make no sense, right?
No!
Because... For example, I considered how airplanes fly, which to me is witchcraft, but I get how.
That is not at all where I thought you were going to start.
Well,
how airplanes fly.
Yeah, how does that? I don't get that. That makes no sense to me. How do they fly? Well, of course, aerodynamics bro is going to be in. Like, you idiot. Like, shut up. I don't get it. Okay, and I'm not going to study it. It's crazy. That is crazy that airplanes fly.
I feel like you just unintentionally pinned exactly what the problem in our country is right now.
What?
I don't get it, but I'm not going to study it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's other things I'm going to study. I don't care about that. Aerodynamics. Obviously, they work. I don't get them. Make no sense. Okay. So that's one of my honorable mentions. I also have I put religion on the list. It was considered, but... I mean, it does make zero sense to me, but... I get why people are into it.
Yes. Sense of community.
Yeah.
Find meaning in your life, you know.
So what's really more mind-blowing to me is how many people are into it, but and how it got such a stronghold, because I feel like it's such a big leap and it should be more fringe, but I'm unenlightened. So that did not make the list because I can follow that logic. Okay. Another thing that did not make my list, honorable mention, why other people care about anyone's sexuality or skin color. I'll never get that. Something I've been thinking about a lot lately, not to get too heavy here, but is my relationship with alcohol.
Okay.
And what makes zero sense to me is how society avoids talking about alcohol and our consumption of alcohol. It's incredible how people, including myself, just sit and watch others pound booze to their detriment. And I've been a big drinker at times in my life. I'm not so much anymore, and surrounded by big drinkers too, bigger than me. And I've worked with alcohol because I've been a bartender and in the restaurant industry. Alcohol's been a big part of our lives, and it's a big part of culture. But there's this weird thing where we just don't talk about the cringy alcohol consumption, and I wonder why. It makes no sense to me. So that I considered for the list, but that was a little too heavy. And finally, the Electoral College, tattoos and guns. None of those make sense to me. Those are my honorable mentions.
I'm going to steer clear of politics, and well, I slide that in there.
That's not political. It's just
the Electoral College is everything political.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, but I'm just saying honorable mention. Okay, number five, things that make no sense to me, art prices and art.
Okay.
I don't get it. I never will. And please don't try to explain it to me. Just leave me alone about it.
And in relation to that, NFTs.
Yeah, it's kind of the same
digital
thing.
Art. Yeah. Right.
Number four, the idea of hypnosis and that people can be hypnotized. That has to be a hoax. I don't get it.
Okay.
And we were talking earlier today about ayahuasca and like the new documentary on Netflix about
hallucinogenics.
Yeah. Like I'm into it, but the hypnotism thing, I can't.
You don't believe it for a second.
I do not get it. I believe it. Clearly it happens. I don't understand. It makes no sense.
Okay. Well, you kind of said you thought it was kind of a scam. Everyone's in on the joke or something.
This is how I view it. It makes no sense, so therefore it has to be a hoax. But I get that it's real. I just don't understand it. Okay, number three. Amazon and overnight shipping. It is really mind-blowing when you think that not only can you get everything you need in a day and sometimes hours, but everyone else can get everything they need in a day and sometimes hours.
Yeah, I think the...
Amazing.
Yeah, this is one for me, and I'm just kind of trying to think on the fly here, is the logistics of delivering things at all.
Yeah, just think about that infrastructure.
The amount of steps that you need, that your package takes to get to you, and how on earth does Amazon, UPS, FedEx, USPS, DHL, whatever you want to name, how do they not lose more packages? Like, in this country of millions of people and tons of packages going all over the place and planes and trucks and cars and whatever, how on earth are you at a 95% clip, it feels like, getting everything you asked for on time?
It's amazing. And I don't, it makes no sense. Like, how do they do that? Jeff Bezos is worth every damn penny. Is he not? I mean, he's got to be. This is incredible.
I think he's reached a level of income that probably nobody's worth at this point.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know. Come on, man. At least it's benefited us.
I think part of the negative of it is that part of the way that it happens is that they abuse their employees. They make them work long hours.
At least it has benefited you.
Tough conditions, yes.
Okay, it benefits you.
It does benefit me.
So be selfish for a second, okay? Top five things that make no sense to me. Number two. This probably should be number one. Why some people are such bad drivers? It's really not hard.
We all learn the same way.
Why is it hard for them?
Or should learn the same way.
Why?
A lot of people admit to being bad drivers.
But what is it?
And they're like, I'm just a bad driver.
Why? Why are you a bad driver?
What is it
about these people that are such morons out on the roads? What is it? Are they all impaired?
No.
Some of them are.
Some of them are impaired. Some of them are distracted.
Is it the inability to think quickly?
It could be that.
Is it the inability to... Is their mind just going so fast on other things? Like, they just... Are they just not... What is it?
It could be the inability to handle multiple trains of thought and stimulus at the same time.
All right.
Because while you're driving, you're... You know, looking at the car in front of you and checking your mirrors and looking up ahead and, you know, making sure you're staying straight. So there's all these things that you're doing at the same time. Maybe some people have a harder time multitasking. That could be part of it.
Well, you don't have to multitask.
It's mental multitasking.
It's driving. It's not hard. It makes no sense. And of course, a clear number one. Why are we here? What is the meaning of life? Haven't found one quite yet.
The only one that pops into my head, the driving one is a good one. I was going to go a little more specific, and I just don't get why people drive slow in the left lane. I just don't get it. I just don't understand.
Well, that's part of this.
Yeah, I know. But for me, it was hyper-specific. I can understand why people are bad drivers. Not everyone's good at everything. But I don't understand when we were all taught, and I do understand that Oregon for a long time was not this way, but we were all taught the left lane is a passing lane. And if you're not passing, then get over.
Well, we talked about this before.
I just don't get it.
In Oregon, it wasn't that way.
That's why I said that. Yeah.
And so
until recently.
But I still don't think that's why people do it.
I just don't get it.
So the top five things that make no sense to me, art and prices of art, don't get it, never will. Four, the idea of hypnosis. Three, Amazon and overnight shipping. Two, why some people are such bad drivers. And one, why are we here?
The only one that I thought of, separate of the driving one, is camping. This is something that I will be doing because my girlfriend is very, very, very much into it.
Okay.
And I'm going to try it eventually for the first time, and I'm sure it'll go fine.
Yeah, it would be great.
I have a really hard time understanding why you would choose to spend the night in a tent.
Yeah. I hear you.
100% understand.
That's a good one.
Enjoying going into nature, going on a hike, jumping in the river, whatever. But then go home and sleep in your bed.
Dude, hallelujah.
Because your bed is comfortable.
Hallelujah. I didn't think of that.
And the ground is not.
But I'm with you on that 100%.
So to me, that's my question that I just don't get it. And maybe I will when I do go for the first time, is I just don't understand the appeal of staying overnight in the middle of the woods.
Hallelujah. Text yours, things that make no sense to you, 503-250-1080. We'll get to a few of those, and we will talk Slow Jamistan next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
Okay, we'll get to Slow Jamistan next. I was doing my list of top five things that make no sense to me. And I wanted some of yours, and there's some good ones flowing in here. Now, we do have somebody who is a camper, Mike.
Well, there's lots of campers here that are listening to me.
Yeah.
I know. I realized that saying that was going to trigger a lot of people, and that's okay.
That's what we do here. It's radio. This guy said, look, waking up early in the woods and having coffee and making breakfast is pretty great. The sleeping experience sucks and always will. Which is, I think, your whole point.
Right.
Yeah.
So the reason to sleep in the woods is to enjoy the waking up in the woods with the birds chirping.
Yeah.
Question.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a camper. Yes, Mike, go ahead. Please.
Could you not?
Please and thank you.
Return home, sleep well, wake up at 6 in the morning, and go drink coffee in the woods?
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because what if you're driving like 5 hours away? Like, you're not going to go all the way home in the back.
But there's campgrounds within driving distance of your home here.
Yeah, but not the ones you want to go to. I don't know. Why am I defending camping? I hate camping.
Why are you defending camping?
I'm not. I just...
Stop it.
I think it's just... I feel like the sleeping part... The best thing I could say for a camper would be the sleeping part just isn't as important as being out there and being in nature, and they just take the good with the bad.
Right.
Right. That's all you can say.
Still don't get it.
All right.
I get the nature part. I get the being one with nature and outdoors and disconnecting from society. I don't get the sleeping overnight part.
RJ is raising you. He says, I see your camping take, Michael, and raise you with video games. What a waste of time. I don't get it. I'm with RJ on that one.
That's totally understandable.
This guy says, I bought a huge tent you can stand in, have a queen-size air mattress with a bed cover, my sheets, down comforter, and blankets. It's cozy.
Yeah.
See that? You know, now you're talking.
So I said this to my girlfriend. We were watching Parks and Rec, and one of the episodes is they go camping, and one of the characters brings one of those giant tents and has, like, two beds and has all the
isn't that
electronics.
Glamping? They call glamping. That glamping.
I looked over to her, and I said, for the first time I go camping, can we do something... Not as extreme as having an Xbox with you, but can we like get a big tent with maybe an air mattress? And she was like, oh yeah, 100%. That's a great way to start. I was like, okay. Because I can sleep on an air mattress. I don't know if I'll sleep well, but I could probably sleep better than just sleeping in a sleeping bag.
A couple of others, several of us here. Road rage. Why do people get so pissed when driving? Well, I think they're just wired that way, right? Like they just
No, I don't think so.
Out. Yeah. It's chemicals.
No,
it's DNA.
No.
Yes.
No.
100%.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The yes. answer, I think,
yes.
is that
yes.
when we are alone in the car, mm-hmm. we feel safe to be fully ourselves and our emotions, even though we're surrounded by other people. But I think every person who is by themselves in the car has that fake feeling of security.
Yeah, I totally disagree. Chemical imbalance.
So they can scream at anybody they want because they're in their car. The problem is that other people can see you doing that because there's windows.
He also said cryptocurrency, curling. That's a good one. Curling. What the hell is curling and why does it exist? Conditioner and ads for toilet paper. Okay. Wearing pajamas in public, like flannel pants. You're sacrificing pockets when you could just wear sweatpants.
Okay.
That's probably just laziness, right?
Sure, yeah. You're probably wearing your PJs from sleep the night before, so you just go outside.
Somebody said, the same guy said, people who mash the crosswalk button like they think that it's going to make the signal change faster.
Hmm, yeah.
That's good.
I think I understand why, because we're very impatient as a people, but yes, that is interesting.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't helping, but maybe it will. So I'm going to hit
it again.
It
makes you feel better.
Yeah.
That you're touching it more.
Somebody else said, I don't understand celebrity. I get liking an actor or an athlete, whatever, but caring about what they think apart from their expertise or following their lives is weird.
100%.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
All of the agrees. I enjoy your work. I do not care about you.
Right. How computers work, and I was a computer science major. The whole thing just blows my mind when I think of what can get done with such little or small equipment.
You see how small those little CPUs are now?
Yes.
The amount of processing power in them?
Yes. Mike, you can pick up your little stupid phone and send out a tweet of your thoughts, and it can be all over the world.
That instant.
In a second. Less than a second. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right about that. I hadn't really thought about it. But now that I do,
it's kind of like airplanes,
blown.
Right?
Yeah. How do airplanes fly?
How do computers do?
What else do we have here? Yeah. We got a lot of these coming in. Here's somebody who says, I've been contemplating the meaning of life in my place in the universe, and I went out to my front yard and I looked at the sky and asked, why am I here? A voice boomed out of the sky. We did eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and Earth lost. Okay, thank you for that.
Okay.
Things that don't make any sense to me. High-end fashion. Yeah, that's a good one. That's come in a few times here with people.
Yeah, it's like the $1,000 t-shirt.
Yes.
Why on earth are you wearing that?
Why? Right. That's a bit like art.
It's in the same realm.
Yeah.
I think they're... I don't know if every... I guess you could probably say no, not every person who is like this has this happen to them, but... If you come into extreme money, I think you get introduced to a lot of people who are interested in things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's your new circle, I almost feel like you're peer pressured into spending more on this or that or the other thing, whatever it is. Like if you don't get $1,000 bottles of wine, the same kind of example there. Like
society.
Really high-end luxury items.
I guess. I don't know.
I feel like...
wouldn't know.
If you're in that circle... It's almost hard not to get sucked into it. But I'm with you.
Fast food prices. I don't get that one. What does he mean by that? Fast food prices.
How do they say so cheap? Maybe.
It's cheap food.
Yeah.
He also says Bitcoin hate. He goes, people get direct deposit, never see their money, but can't wrap their heads around Bitcoin. okay.
That's a good way to look at it. You're right. Almost nobody uses cash anymore. All of your money is quote unquote invisible. So if you can wrap your mind around that, why can't you wrap your mind around crypto?
That is a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Jeff Rust is in, and you know, nothing gets Jeff Rust more fired up than driving talk.
Yeah. Because Rust is
traffic talk.
A very Oregon driver and is very proud of being an Oregon driver and loves to disagree with everything I say. I love it.
On my top five, if you're just tuning in, you missed my top five things that make no sense to me. And one of them was how people are such bad drivers. I don't understand. It makes no sense. He says it's not that they're bad drivers. It's that they're a-holes that don't care about other people and their time. That's an interesting way to look at that. Is that true?
I don't know if I want to go. I want to go that far.
I tend to not agree with that, but
I think that's half correct. I think it's a lack of consideration, But I don't think it's an intentional lack of consideration. So they're not a-holes. They're just, the word I always use is aloof.
Okay.
You're just in your own head. You're not really paying attention to anybody else. Or you don't understand that on the road, you do need to have consideration for other people. Because you're like, oh, I'm driving. Who cares? I can do whatever I want.
Here's somebody who says, things that make no sense to me. People who honestly think they're more important than everyone else. Yeah, well, that's a lot of people. Unfortunately. Extreme mountain climbing. Never understood the people who climb Everest. Costs a ton. Sounds miserable. There's a good chance you die. Hallelujah. I don't get that either.
I have a little bit of that in me, although it would never be with outdoor stuff. But like, it's kind of the thing with me eating spicy food, the spicy challenges. You weren't here for it, but a couple weeks ago, I did the one chip challenge with Nemec and Souk. It was incredibly
What's
spicy
that mean?
Chip. It's a single chip that is the hottest chip alive, and you eat it. You know, I did it on the air when you were out.
Yeah. Oh, how'd it go?
The two of them said I did really well. It hurt a lot, but I've done spicy challenges, so it wasn't the end of the world for me.
You're such a man.
I had a terrible
man
stomach issue like 3 hours afterwards, though.
I bet you
did. The stomach punch was, and I'm not talking about the bathroom trip. I'm just talking about the cramp I got in my stomach was so excruciating that I wanted to die.
Cool.
But it's a little bit of that. I like challenging myself in that way. So I think people like challenging themselves in the physical way, like climbing Mount Everest. Plus, I mean, you can say you've been to the top of the world. So I get it. I just wouldn't do it.
Somebody shows up to a high-rise elevator. There are 10 people already going up. The button is lit. The new person has to hit the up button anyway. Why?
Say that again?
Well, it's like when you've gotten in an elevator and it's already going up and it's already going to the floor. Let's say it's going to all the floors. Somebody still hits their button. Right? Like their button, the floor that they want is already lit up and they still hit it.
Oh. Are you sure that's what he's saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've never really witnessed that, so I don't know.
What? You've never seen that? I think it's just nervous habit. I just think people don't know what to do with their hands, and so they're like, I'll just hit this again.
I think he's talking about when you're on the lobby floor and the elevator's full of people and already going up, you have to hit the up button to reopen the doors for yourself.
Ah.
Or something like that.
Ah. Okay, so you're standing there waiting for the elevator. The up button is already lit. And
why do people hit the
lit
up button?
Again, it's the same thing. Same idea, but...
Yeah.
Again,
I think that's
it's
what he was saying.
Just nervous. I don't know. Can't explain that.
They like touching buttons.
Here's somebody who says there is camping and then there is backpacking. With camping, you get the city and the woods. With backpacking, we get freedom from people and their crap. And experience the wilderness and hopefully don't see anybody. Okay. That's
a good explanation of it.
I'd never really thought of it that way, but that makes sense.
The problem is for me, I don't have that drive to escape people at all. Like, it just does not exist in me, so I don't... That's a great explanation, but for my brain, I still don't get it.
And finally, because we got to go, somebody said DNA. This, we're talking about things that make no sense to you, and somebody said DNA and how much we have stored. We can connect people and know where your DNA came from over millions of years. Good one. Thanks for all the texts. That was a fun, somewhat cathartic bit right there. Oh, and somebody else said, I got to throw this one in there. Excuse me, because it pertains to us. And they said, how can people watch AM? Here's Mike.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Following up on why people are bad drivers.
Sorry, hold on 1 second.
Hello? Wow.
Apologies.
What are you doing in there?
I was saving an interview for Andrew Nemec's show, and then he was talking
freaking
to me.
Freaking Nemec, I knew it.
And then the show started, and I wasn't ready.
Shut up, Nemec!
He's yelling at me.
Following up on why people are bad drivers, somebody texted and said, with almost 8 billion people on this planet, the excuse for being aloof on the road is null and void. The bad driver is deliberately inconsiderate. That's another one that agrees with Jeff Rust.
I don't agree with that at all.
I have a hard time with it, but...
People are so wrapped up in their own ass, they're not even thinking about other people. Well, that's not deliberate.
I think that's what he's saying.
That's not deliberate.
Also, as I was cut off before we went to break there, I had to address this one. And someone said, I don't understand why people watch radio shows on TV. And look, that's an easy one. And I hear you. I totally hear you. That's because it's cheap content. No one watches them. The only reason they're on is because it's 3 or 4 hours or 2 hours, whatever, however long the show is, of content that they don't even have to make. It's just there. That's all it is. Trust me. And bourbon and Coke guy. What a waste. Great point. Great point, sir. Great point. Now, Jack and Coke, okay. But you put bourbon, any decent bourbon with Coke, get out of here. You're like John Secanic with the well-done steaks. Come on, man.
I like straight bourbon. Just straight. Like, I really enjoy it. I do enjoy the 7 and 7. The 7-Up with some bourbon or some whiskey in it. I really enjoy that mixture.
Well, a 7 and 7 is Seagram's 7. That's an actual...
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, that's
an
actual
When I first
liquor.
Had that, it was 7-Up and bourbon.
Well, that's a bourbon and 7, but
is
yes.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
But Seagram's 7, a 7 and 7 is Seagram's 7 and 7.
Oh, Seagram's and 7-Up. That's the whiskey? Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Okay.
Exactly. And I think that's a Canadian whiskey, but I'm not sure.
I like that. But I also love bourbon just by itself. So I don't think I've ever done a non-Jack and Coke.
Yeah, Seagram's is American. Okay, real quick. Well, do we have time to talk about Slow Jamistan? Or
I almost feel like we
that?
Should give it a little bit more than 2 seconds.
Yeah, we should save that.
Yeah.
Slow Jamistan is great. Here's your homework assignment for tomorrow. Is just Google Slow Jamistan. Very simple.
They have their own website.
Yeah, and there are videos. Maybe you could... you could go to the Republic of Slow Jamistan on Twitter at Slow Jamistan.
Or
it's fantastic.
You can go to slowjamistan.org, where it is the Republic of Slow Jamistan, the United Territories of the Sovereign Nation of the People's Republic of Slow Jamistan.
And look, there's a lot to unpack here. The main thing being, first of all, it's completely genius. But why people go to lengths like this? The amount of work that it took, that basically some guy created his own country. And it's real. Well, it's not real, but it's kind of real.
He has things there.
But there's no one there. It's really awesome. Check it out, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Secanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
Here's Big Bad John. What are you up to?
Here I am. I'm talking to you, Isaac Gropp. I'm talking to you.
No Mariners. So what do you do when there's no Mariner game on?
I sit around and wait for the next Mariner game. So
wow, what a life.
I heard you guys talking about the Angels and their home run thing today.
Yeah.
So that's totally random. And then it got me thinking, I was at the game where, and it's not in one game, but in like 2017 or 2018, there was the most Grand Slams hit in baseball at any one day ever.
I remember that.
And I was at the game where they hit the record breaker. It was Mike Zunino, and he hit a Grand Slam in Seattle to set, it was like the seventh or eighth Grand Slam of the day. But they announced it on the scoreboard, and the crowd did a little thing. And I was like, oh, that's kind of, I guess that's on par, baseball history-wise, with being at the game where they hit seven solo home runs.
What? How many Grand Slams was it?
It was either seven or eight. I don't remember. Zunino's was the record. I think it was the day Pujols hit his 600, because if I remember correctly, his 600 home run was a Grand Slam. And then Zunino's was the record breaker. And it was either the seventh or the eighth. I don't remember. But it was like in 2016 or 2017. And they did a thing on the scoreboard after Zunino hit it. We didn't know at the time, obviously. We were like, oh, Grand Slam. And they were like, that was the seventh or eighth hit today in Major League Baseball, which breaks the record, blah, blah, blah. And the crowd was, you know, oh, hey, look at us. And there you go. So that was kind of, that was that. And I was at a Seahawks game once where at the time we set the Guinness Book of World Record for the loudest crowd ever measured.
I do remember that.
So those are my two, those are my two inconsequential bits of minor history that nobody really cares about except for those of us that were there that game.
Gotcha. Witness
have
history.
Have you ever been at anything, a 300th win or a 500th home run or any no hit, anything historic like that? Have you ever been? I'm woefully short on any cool thing like that as far as being in sport and sports attendance.
I'm going to say no, but I've also like to bring up a question. Is anybody as bad as I am at remembering that kind of thing? Like, should I know that? Like, I should know that. Like, I've been to a lot of sporting events. And
I think that answers your question that no, you probably haven't been at a historic event.
That's what I was leaning towards.
Because
right there,
I'm like you, Rob. I don't know. I can't think of anything like that.
But I probably have, because I'm great, and I go to all kinds of great things. But I don't know. I don't think I have.
I'm gonna lean in with Mike, because that's what I was thinking. If you have, it would be something like
keyless,
like that. Like nobody, like if I told you I was at the game where the crowd was the loudest ever, like nobody cares. That's not cool at all. If I was like, hey, I was at Game 6 of the 86 World Series. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Nobody cares about how loud the crowd was. So you may have been at something. But it was definitely a C-list moment because I think you'd remember.
I mean, the only one I could think of, and this is not like a historic moment, it's just people know about it, was I was at Wrigley Field for the game that was canceled when Daryl Kyle died, the pitcher for the Cardinals. I was in Chicago with my family, and that was the game we went to go see. It was my first time ever at Wrigley. And we were sitting there like 30 minutes after game time, and nothing was going on. And then Joe Girardi came out. He was the Cubs catcher at the time and told the crowd of what had happened. And he was shaken up and the game had been canceled. So,
wow.
Not
that's
historic,
a bummer.
But I was there for that.
Okay. Do you remember back in the 90s when the Kingdom roof tiles fell and they had to cancel the rest of the season in Seattle? Do you remember that?
I do.
I had tickets for the next night. We were going to be there the next night after the tiles fell.
And did anybody get hurt?
I want to say somebody did. I don't remember officially, but I want to say somebody did. I know the tiles fell before the game, like they hadn't let the crowd in yet, because they were like, some of the tiles fell into the bleachers. And they were like, if this was like in the fourth inning, it would have killed somebody. But I think nobody was in the stadium at the time. But I want to say like a worker, a stadium worker got hit or got partially hit. But I'm not 100%. I have a buddy that you ever have one of these guys. Like I have a really good friend that I've known him for 20 years, and we talk all the time. And he's a baseball guy. And like 3 years ago, he drops this on me. He was at the '89 World Series Game 1 where the earthquake happened and canceled it in San Francisco.
Oh wow! And you didn't know
and
that?
I'm like, we've been friends for like 15 years. We talk about baseball all the time. How do you just now drop that on? How do you not bring that up? That's a huge event.
What did he say?
He just is like, I don't know. We just never talked about it. I'm like, I guess the 1989 World Series never comes up in conversation, but you would think, I mean, I've been to 20 baseball games with the guy. You're just sitting there talking about baseball. You'd think he'd be like, hey, you remember the World Series where the earthquake canceled it? Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, John, so, you and I have known each other for how long?
Oh, gosh, how long have you been doing the show with my brother?
15 years.
A few years.
17
years before. Yeah, a few years before that, so probably close to 20.
So it's probably a good time to tell you that I was in the car with JFK?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. So I knew that Mike was in the Texas Book Depository with Oswald.
Yeah, and he was up there with Oswald.
Yeah, I knew that.
Damnedest thing.
No, but do you have any, like, I have a buddy that does that, and not with something that crazy, but like we'll talk for like an hour, and then at the end of the conversation, he'll be like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm getting a divorce, or I'm moving. Or like, I'm like, you can't drop in the headliner at the back end of the conversation. It drives me nuts.
No, I don't really. That's not a. I don't run into that often.
Yeah, I got one guy that does. I'll be talking for half an hour. And like, oh, by the way, I'm moving. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Okay, well, I guess. So
I'm moving to Afghanistan.
Yes, I'm moving to that Republic of Slamganistan or whatever you guys were talking about.
Did you look that up?
Well, I was telling Mike, I'm sure he'll tell you, that there's a similar one that I follow on Twitter. It's called the Republic of Melosia, and it's in Nevada. Look it up on Twitter, and it's in Nevada, and it's just this one guy, and he has like an acre of land in the desert, and he calls it his own country, and does a whole thing. It's crazy.
Hey, I've never told you. Did you know I'm a billionaire?
You know what? Can I borrow some money?
No.
Then I don't need to know.
If
I can't borrow money, I don't need to know that.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful night.
All right. Love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
He said that very much like he was talking to his wife. All right. Love you.
Yeah. He's conditioned. Look at the Raiders. Look at my Raiders. 13-0. Dominating the Jags. Who's this guy playing quarterback? Do you know?
I know Jarrett Stidham started. I don't know if this is still Jarrett Stidham.
There's a tutty. 20-0. Who's that guy?
That is Jarrett Stidham.
Oh, that's Stidham. Okay. Right. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Vega Night.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.